Baba has been hoping that we all become Bap Samad. Today Baba was saying, you are children of Almighty Authority, Master Almighty Authority. So how many of you have that awareness that I am Master Almighty Authority? Acha? All the time, just know. Everybody knows what we are. But awareness, I am Shiv Shakti, Master Sarvashakti, One, Almighty. And we should be able to use whichever power, whenever is needed. And not say, I'm sorry, I don't know what to do. I'm sorry, I didn't want to get angry, but I got upset because they were doing like this. I told them once, I told them twice. Still they are doing, so I got angry. So if you are giving excuses like that, it means you are not really Master Almighty Authority. Situation as the other person is more powerful. They can be inefficient, no doubt. But if I get angry, it means I don't have power of tolerance, patience, etc. So that's why have aim, and that awareness, and mainly Baba has been emphasizing a lot on yoga power. So if my yoga is powerful, I'll be imbibing power of tolerance, patience, etc. And naturally I won't get angry. So what our aim should be now, the basic knowledge that Baba has given, we are a soul, remember Baba. And once we have that remembrance, naturally, we will be powerful. And special power that is needed to make decision is power to discern what to do, when to be sweet, when to be strict, when to be loveful, when to be lawful. Because Baba is helping us to have that sort of to be always, Baba says, always be doing whatever you are supposed to do. When you have to become master, don't become child. When you have to become child, don't become master. And so, we need that discerning power as what to do. Judgment power to judge what's right, what's wrong. Because so far, we were following social tradition and custom and system and family tradition, family custom, systems, and we were susceptible to our sanskars. But now we have to really pay attention. What is Brahman system? I have to follow Brahman system. I don't have to worry too much about. We have to be careful and tactful, so that we are able to deal with our family. We are in the society, especially those householders. They are in the society, in the family, but have the aim that I remain Pakka Brahman, follow all the disciplines. And that's why we need to be really introvert and check all the time what I am doing. Am I paying attention to Baba's teaching? Am I introvert? Am I soul conscious? Am I doing according to Baba or according to my old customs and systems? So, if we are not sure, check with the instrument souls and then do it. So Baba is always saying, check. Keep on checking. My thoughts are the waste or karma. Are they all elevated? No waste thought, no negative thoughts, no impure thoughts. So as we pay attention, we'll find we will be progressing. No obstacles. Obstacles come because of my karma. But with the yoga power and being almighty, I should be destroying obstacle and conquering Maya. If Maya affects me, it means I am weak and not master almighty authority. Any of the impure sanskars, if they affect me, I am not almighty. Okay? Now Meera Ben will share something.
ओम शांति.
हिंदी वालों को सुनने में आता है सबको? हाँ ठीक है. माइक्रोफोन तो नहीं चाहिए जतिंदर? माइक्रोफोन चाहिए? हैंड माइक्रोफोन ये चलेगा? चलता है ना? ओके.
सो फ्रॉम द मुरली दैट वी हर्ड ऑन बाबास डे, बाबा स्पोक अबाउट थ्री वर्ड्स. You know, those who have faith in the intellect will be able to remain carefree, because for them victory is certain. But I need to make sure that the four pillars of faith is strong in order to experience these two benefits. To be carefree, at the same time to have that feeling of certainty of my victory of last kalpa. And the four pillars of faith, which is very important to check, is first of all, of course, faith in Baba. It is Baba who is teaching. Baba's faith in Baba, faith in the self, faith in Dharma, and faith in the family. So when these four pillars of faith is strong, then only we get the title, a soul who has faith in the intellect become victorious. So if I am not experiencing victory as it is fixed according to Dharma in any of my actions or in this Brahmin life, I need to check my pillars of faith. You know, sometimes we have faith in Baba, but we don't have faith in ourselves. No confidence. We say, Baba gives title, but I don't think I am that. So we don't live according to that. Or sometimes we have faith in ourselves, but maybe there is no faith in drama. You know, even though we are using the word drama, but still we are asking question, why, what, how this can happen. But the most important pillar of faith is also faith in the family. You know, many times Baba has mentioned that in having love for Baba, have faith in Baba, all of us have passed. But to have full faith in the family, that is also very important. So one of the things that we can keep in our mind to have faith in the family is to remember that who has created this family. You know, Baba has chosen each soul and brought them into this family. It's God's selection. And so once we are able to have that awareness that God has created this family, He has chosen each soul because of some speciality, so then we begin to appreciate. And appreciation leads to acceptance and then love for that soul. So faith will be developed. So which is very important. That is why they always show yogis sitting on a high platform. So that platform represents the foundation of faith. So many tests may come to shake the foundation of faith. But if I have complete faith, I will be able to overcome the situation with the power of faith. No, that is why it is said that faith can move mountains. So even if any difficulty like mountain comes in front of us, but if there is the four pillars of faith is strong, then we are able to see the certainty of the victory of last kalpa in reality. So just take back these three words and check the four pillars of faith. So anytime I feel the victory is distant from me and I'm not carefree, then I need to check the foundation of my faith and strengthen it. Then the result or the reward will return to me automatically. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. It's nice to be here and have a darshan of all the family from around the whole region. just over the last few days, we've had a few meetings of the RC group. And this morning, we were meeting. There's not so many here this time as normal because Sister Mahini, Sister Gayatri, Sister Judy, Brother Mike aren't here, but one of the conversations was around self-compassion. And it seems quite a popular subject around the Brahmin family at the moment. And the discussion was really around being so knowledgeful that I'm able to see myself in a very objective way. You know, sometimes we are denying my weakness, we're blind to my weakness, but we're also often blind to my strengths as well. And it was really just like a discussion as to really see myself very clearly, know my goodness, my spiritual qualities, but also what things I really need to change. But a lot of the discussion was that even after many years as Baba's children, we're quite harsh with ourselves. The talk in our thinking, you know, our mind, our self-talk can be quite self-critical. Or we feel, you know, we talk down to ourselves, we talk negatively to ourselves. And that self-compassion is really to understand that we've had the courage to become Baba's child and we've left the old world, we've stopped an impure life, but we haven't become pure. And so in that process of change, I need to sometimes be very gentle with myself, not overreact to myself or feel bad about myself. Because why we were saying this is that it seems the more we can have compassion for myself, we're gentle with ourselves, not too slack, but gentle, we can have compassion for others. And I feel at this time in the cycle, internally people are struggling a lot. Sometimes even Baba's children were struggling with some sanskaras or whatever it may be. And so if we can offer compassion to each other rather than judgment. You know, sometimes you see a behavior in the Brahmin family and you can be easy to judge or make a comment. But I think Baba's way is to, you know, really offer a lot of compassion to everyone, the people outside and also the Brahmin family. But anyway, there's just a few thoughts and it's just nice to see everybody and say hello. And also Sister Rajni has just emerged from somewhere. Welcome.
Welcome, Rajni Ben.
Welcome, thank you.
And Rajni Ben will share some her latest journey.
Okay. I just want to add what Charlie Bhai was mentioning the last Sunday. Murli Baba said that when someone you see is not doing right, is not thinking right, but if you have that virtue in you, you can fill the gap. You can cooperate with that soul rather than saying why this person is not doing. I think that will help me not to come into conflict with anyone. So since last Sunday when we read Baba's Murli, special attention being paid on this particular point, many situations come during the day, you know, when this point really comes in my mind easily, just to fill the gap. No need to think why this person said like this or what. So what is that virtue which I can use which fills the gap? So last Sunday I think there was one very serious situation came. So one person started to give many reasons. I said, let's fill up the gap. So when I said like that, immediately the attitude of the person changed. Yeah, no need to give any excuse, just fill up the gap, what Baba is telling us. I think that's the latest one I am paying full attention and it has been helping me. So I came from Philippines last night and then today to Gyan Sarovar. And nice to see all of you. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Rajni Ben. Welcome. Can we just ask all the first timers to stand up? Can all those who've come for the first time to Madhavan stand up? Shall all the rest of us give them a special welcome? Yeah. What we would love is for a few of the first timers to come and share their experience of being here. And perhaps some, especially that you came to meet Baba. Baba didn't come, but we've heard that many still had a special experience. So would any of the first timers like to come and share something? Please, don't be shy.
Those are first timers.
And others, if you want to come, please come. Any others, please come down the front. So first timers, and even from Myanmar, we'd love a few first timers to come too. Yeah.
Om Shanti.
Can share in Hindi if you want in your language and somebody will translate for you.
Please, yes, go.
Om Shanti. My name is Amuda. I'm from Malaysia. This is my first visit to Madhuban. And I'm in Gyan for 1 year, 1 month. So, when I first heard the news that Daddy is not coming, I was a bit disappointed initially, but I still was having hope that, no, somehow some miracle will happen. But after that, it is like, I didn't think about that. It's slowly like gone. It's disappeared. I didn't have any disappointment about that. Baba didn't come. Daddy is not there. It didn't feel sad. So it's like something is, and I was enjoying the class and it was normal. So other than that, I had a good experience here. And the most thing is when I came here, I feel like I'm home. And then I feel like I'm in my childhood. I don't know where, why I am having, keep on feeling that I have been here, and then I feel like it is like I'm here like in my childhood period. Other than that, I'm happy to be with my Brahmin family.
Thank you so much. Other first timers, if you can come, any from Myanmar, we'd love to have one or two. And others from other countries, please come.
Anybody from Vietnam first time?
From Thailand?
Om Shanti. I'm from Korea. My name is Latina. It means jewel. 제가 1년 반 정도 한국에서 이 공부를 시작했는데요.
I have been studying Raja Yoga meditation for 1.5 years in Korea.
여기 일주일간 마두반에서 보낸 시간은 그 1년 반이 너무나 뭐랄까 짧게 그 일주일의 기간은 정말 저한테 강렬한 경험을 줬던 것 같아요.
And I have been here for more than a bit over a week, and I feel that this 1 week period gave me such a strong impression and such a lot of experience that it's worth more than 1.5 years that I studied in Korea.
정말 바다를 만났다는 느낌을 강하게 받았고요.
And I have a very strong feeling that I met Baba.
그리고 저도 바바와의 미팅 전에 좀 긴장하기도 하고 굉장히 많이 기대를 했는데 실제로 굴자가 뿅 하고 나타날 거라는 어떤 기적을 바라기도 했는데요, 사실. 근데 조금 실망할 수도 있겠다라고 예상을 했지만, 그 굴자와 우리 자비장키의 그 만남이 너무 달콤해서 제가 그 순간을 정말 잊을 수 없을 것 같다는 생각이 들어요.
Before the meeting, I was hoping to meet Baba, and knowing that Baba would not come, Daddy Gurja was not here, so I thought I may be disappointed because of that. But when suddenly Daddy Gurja came on the screen, and the exchange between Daddy Gurja and Daddy Janki was so sweet that I forgot everything else.
그리고 우리 BK 가족들을 여기서 이렇게 처음 이렇게 많은 나라의 분들을 만났는데 굉장히 낯이 익고 친숙한 느낌이 들고 또 우리가 하나라는 느낌 그리고 우리 가족이라는 느낌을 굉장히 강하게 받게 되었습니다.
And I met, of course, all the people the first time here, but I feel everybody looks very familiar to me, and I feel really that we are one family. And we are so close to each other.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. My name is Udom from Thailand, Bangkok.
Yun
Yan for 1 year.
He in Yan 1 year.
And 10 days.
And 22 hours. Something like that.
ปีที่แล้วเป็นที่ทับไม
้ last year he came here as a guest of peace of mind retreat yeah
ก็ประทับใจ peace of mind มาก
and he very impressed about peace of mind program
ครั้งนั้นรู้สึกว่าอบอุ่นมากที่ได้กลับมาที่นี่มันแบบเหมือนได้กลับแผ่นดินพ่อแม่ของตัวเองอะไรเงี้ยครับ
When he come back again this year he feel very warm like he come back to the motherland
ทุกรอยยิ้มทุกสายตาเนี่ยมันรู้สึกว่าเขาเป็นญาติเรา
Every smile every vision everyone give to him is like relative yeah
คือครั้งที่แล้วนะที่พี่ซ้อมมาเนี่ยตอนนั้นเนี่ยสุขภาพก็ไม่ดีเงินทองก็ไม่ดีแล้วก็ความสัมพันธ์แย่หมด
When he come for peace of mind at that time his health very bad relationship very bad his economic very bad at that time yeah
มีความคิดว่าอยากจะจบชีวิตตั้งแต่ก่อนมาด้วยตอนนั้น
He think that he want to kill himself suicide
ก็ได้มาพบบาบาแล้วรู้สึกว่าเหมือนบาบาความมือลูกไป
and when he meet baba he feel that baba grab his hand and pull him up
รู้สึกว่าเรามีความรักกับบาบามาก
and he feel in love with baba very much
บาบาให้3สิ่งที่ไม่ดีนั้นพลิกสถานการณ์หมดเลย
and baba really changeTurn three things upside down. His health, his relationship, and his economic situation. Yeah. Now you are rich.
Thank you, Baba.
Okay. ขอบคุณ Baba. He feel thank you. Yeah.
จากนั้นก็พยายามทำตัวให้บริสุทธิ์กินอาหารบริสุทธิ์แล้วก็ฟังบาลีเข้าในความรู้ทุกเสาร์อาทิตย
์ From that now.He try to become pure, have vegetarian, pure food, and listen to the Mali often. Yeah.
And everything in my family, wife, daughter, son, or my mother.
แล้วก็ทุกคน Everyone in his family, his wife, his son, his daughter, really change. Yeah.
ทุกพรที่บาบาให้มันเหมือนใช่เราหมดเลย
และ every blessing that baba give to him is real for him is reality
แล้วก็ได้ชวนเพื่อนให้นั่งในอมฤตเวลาที่เขาชอบนั่งสมาธิ
and he try to persuade his friend would like to meditate to sit in meditation at amrit vela
เขายังไม่เป็นบราหมินนะ
but his friend not brahmin yet
แล้วก็เขาพยายามทำดูแล้วเขาถูกหวย7งวดติด
and his friend try to meditate also even though he is not BK but he like get lottery
seven time แล้วก็เราบอกให้เขาหยุดตอนนี้เขามาเป็นบราหมินแล้วคนนั้น
อ๋อ now his friend become brahmin now
okay thank you okay. thank you
แล้วก็ปีนี้ thank you thank you
any other first timers we have a sister from Myanmar any other first timers want to come after her if there's anyone whoOh, okay.
Vietnam. Okay, bolo.
Om Shanti. जब हमें पता चला कि बाबा नहीं मिलने वाले हैं, तो बाबा को आने के दिन हमने अमृत वेला गए और बाबा से कहा कि बाबा हम बर्मा से आए हैं आपसे मिलने के लिए और ये हमारा फर्स्ट है हम अभी पहली बार मधुबन में आए हैं आपसे मिलने के लिए तो हमने बाबा से अमृत वेला ये कहा कि बाबा वो एक गीत है ना कि हसरतें हमारी बाबा कर दे वो पूरी आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके तो दिन भर हम यही गीत गाते थे बस ये दो ही अक्षर गाते थे तो जब हम डायमंड हॉल में गए तो वहां जाते जाते हमें ऐसा अनुभव हुआ कि नहीं लगता है बाबा हमसे मिलने वाला है.
सो एक मिनट. सो दे हैव कम फ्रॉम बर्मा फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम टू मीट बाबा. सो व्हेन दे केम टू नो दैट बाबा वॉज नॉट कमिंग, so then they went to Baba's room, they started meditating and they begin to sing that song, you know, Baba, you have to listen to me and you have to fulfill the promise that you have made with me, something like that. That song they were singing whole time, you know, we have come from Burma for the first time, you have to come and meet us. And so when they went to the Diamond Hall, the whole, you know, means she went to the Diamond Hall. So the whole scenes changed.
So Diamond Hall में पहुँचे तो हमें तो बहुत खुशी मिली और हमें ये पूरा विश्वास हो गया कि नहीं बाबा आज हमसे मिलेंगे, जरूर मिलेंगे.
So when they went, she went to the Diamond Hall. She was very happy and she had the full faith. Baba will definitely come. He will definitely meet me.
तो फिर वो फिर बाद में जब दादी गुलजार दादी ऐसे बोल रही थी तो हमें ऐसा लगा कि बाबा हमसे हमारे पास आकर हमसे बातें कर रही हैं. हमने बाबा को थैंक्स बोला, बाबा देखो आज हमने जो आपसे बातें की वो आकर हमारी पूरी कर दी.
और व्हेन दादी गुलजार वाज स्पीकिंग शी फेल्ट लाइक बाबा वाज स्पीकिंग एंड देन शी सेड टू बाबा बाबा अवेक बाबा मुरली एंड देन ऑल्सो दादी स्पीकिंग. So then she thanked Baba, you see Baba, we have come to meet you and you have fulfilled the promise. So she was giving thanks to Baba.
So Baba se phir kya hua ki aise hum baithe the to aisa laga ki Baba hame bula raha hai aur hum akele hi Baba se baatein kar rahe hain aur Baba hame bahut sara aise pyar de rahe hain aur hame aisa hua ki Baba ka ऐसा लगा कि बाबा ने हमारे सब कुछ आज पूरी कर दिया और हम बहुत खुशी हो गए. और बाबा को
देन शी फेल्ट लाइक यू नो बाबा वाज कॉलिंग हर इंडिविजुअली एंड टेलिंग समथिंग पर्सनली टू हर एंड टॉकिंग टू हर एंड सो शी फेल्ट लाइक बाबा हैज फुलफिल्ड ऑल द डिजायर्स दैट शी हैड इन हर हार्ट.
तो फिर हमने बाबा से कहा बाबा आपका बहुत थैंक्स क्योंकि आप सभी बच्चे को हर खुशी पूरी करते हैं.
So then I said to Baba, thank you, you fulfill the desire of all the children. Last one, Vietnam, come.
Yes. While they're coming, if there's anyone who wants to share something about the Double Foreigner Program, anyone here, in just a few words, if something you've enjoyed, something you've learned, something that's transformed you, we'd love to hear a few experiences after we listen to the sisters from Vietnam.
ॐ शांति ॐ शांति ॐ शांति. Để chia sẻ với lại tất cả các gia đình lớn của tôi. Bây giờ mặc dù tôi mới chỉ đến đây có lần đầu tiên ạ.
Although I come here for the first time.
Tôi về tôi cảm thấy là như là được về nhà mình.
But I really do feel that I come back to my home, my real home.
Mặc dù trong cuộc đời của tôi có rất nhiều biến cố và tôi cứ nghĩ là tôi phải đi tìm. Thực ra là lúc đấy tôi chưa biết tri thức, là tôi chỉ đi tìm ông trời thôi.
In my life I have been through so many obstacles and challenges. But I just know from deep inside I am looking for someone. I don't know who it is. In Vietnam we call that ông trời, mean the highest on high. Yeah.
Sau qua những cái biến cố của gia đình thì cứ tìm mãi ông trời, tìm về đến 20 năm rồi đấy, không phải là ít đâu.
And in 20 years I was looking for him.
Nhưng đến bây giờ thì tôi đã có được đến với tri thức. Tôi biết là ông trời là cha của chúng ta và là thượng đế.
And the wonderful thing that I found after Gyan, that God is my father. He is my father.
Và qua tri thức cha cũng dạy chúng ta là mỗi người đều có, chúng ta là linh hồn và phải chịu trách nhiệm với cái nghiệp của mình. Thì tôi thấy yên lòng hơn và tôi rất vui vẻ được đến Madhuban. Tôi cũng muốn là được gặp cha, nhưng mà cha chưa đến thăm đợt này được thì chắc chắn là cũng sẽ được gặp đợt khác.
Yeah.
Nhưng mà trong lòng tôi thì tôi lúc nào tôi cũng thấy có cha ở trong lòng, trái tim tôi và hòa cùng với trái tim của ba ba. Và trái tim của ba ba hòa cùng với trái tim của tôi.
Yeah.
Cho nên tôi không thấy cái gì là buồn cả.
She's so intoxicated. She said that after coming to knowledge, she felt that her sorrow had been whipped away because she understood about the law of karma and all the things she has been through is just like the pathway to brought her to Baba now. And she didn't feel sad when Baba did not come on the earth because she felt that he is all the time in her heart, and she really felt like an avyak meeting with Baba Dada. And when there are love, deep love between two persons, the other one always in the other person's heart, so there is no sense of sadness or disappointed.
Và khi mà chuẩn bị tinh thần để đi được gặp cha thì tôi cũng có cái cảm xúc rất là lớn, và tôi cũng có trong suy nghĩ thì tôi có nghĩ được mấy câu cũng chia sẻ cùng với tất cả gia đình lớn của chúng mình.
Before coming to Madhuban, I had so much love and intoxication, as well as so much strong feeling about coming home. So I wrote some poem. So now I would like to share my poem. I don't know how to translate it.
Cái cụ thể thì về với gia đình ở Madhuban thì tôi
for me Madhuban is really home and everyone here is my family.
Thì tôi chia sẻ một cái bài gọi là bài thơ của Việt Nam theo như là lời văn của Việt Nam.
Yeah.
Xin các bạn, các anh, các chị
để cứ lòng
truyền biết.
Yeah. So I would like just share my heart feeling to everyone here, just like sharing feeling with the family members. Maybe it's not like something very special, but if it come from my true heart. Yeah.
Cha ơi, con đã về rồi.
Dear Father, I have come home.
Cha ơi, con đã về nhà. Những lời nói thật là lời yêu thương. Con đi khắp mọi nẻo đường. Nhớ cha, con có tình thương càng nhiều.
So, dear Father, I have come home. The word of truth from you are the words of love, and I have been through so many journeys to be with you. Yeah.
Con xin cha một đôi điều, cho con là những cánh diều bay cao, cho con là những vì sao, cho con thực hiện ước ao mong chờ.
It is so poetic and so romantic. This is my first time I translate. So she saying in the essence that fighting you, I have found my sky, and I become the kite on the sky, and I have found my true dream. My dream has become true. Yeah.
Ngôi nhà cha đẹp nên thơ, cho con thực hiện ước mơ của mình. Thăm cha, thăm cả gia đình, thăm quê, thắm đượm nghĩa tình anh em. Madhuban một màu xanh, mái vòm che chở chúng sanh toàn cầu.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so everyone get her babna, I think. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Sister Van, how many members of your family in Gyan? How many members of your Lokic family?
Including me is six.
Six?
Yeah.
Oh, very good.
Oh. This is my auntie, so by the way.
She's your auntie, yeah. Okay. Well, did anyone want to share something about the Double Foreigner Program? Yes. Share about Double Foreigner Program? or first timer? Is there anyone else who would like to share some experience, something special, some learning from the Double Foreigner Program? We have time for two or three. We'd love to hear.
Om Shanti. எனக்கு இப்போ 73 வயது.
I'm 73 years old.
நான் 20 வயதில் ஒரு சிறைச்சாலை வார்டன் ஆயசியாக கடமைக்கு சேர்ந்தேன்.
20 years old I was the warden of the prison.
இன்சார்ஜாக வழி ஓய்வு பெற்றேன்.
Then I retired. In prison. He was
prison department. 20 வயதில் இருந்து 40 வருஷ காலம் தொடர்ந்து வேலை செய்தபடியா.
From you is what newness you thought from the double foreigners program here this time.
மதுபானில அனுபவத்தை மட்டும் சொல்லட்டா.
Yeah, not அப்ப, your logic here.
என்னிடத்துல கொஞ்சம் அந்த கோபமான சம்ஸ்காரங்கள் தான் இருந்தது.
I had some sanskara of getting anger.
அதுக்காகத்தான் நான் அதை சொல்ல வந்தேன். 40 வருஷம் அப்படி வேலை செய்தபடியா அந்த
That's why he was telling the story coming back from there.
மன்னிக்கவும். நான் கடைசியாக மதுபனுக்கு வர வழிகட போது ஒரு சில நாட்கள் ஏன்னா கால் கொஞ்சம் சுகம் இல்லாம இருந்தது. அதை சுகமாகிக் கொண்டிருக்க ஒரு 7 days முதல் ஒரு மோட்டார் சைக்கிள் ஆக்சிடென்ட்ல கையும் எனக்கு சுகம் இல்லாம போயிட்டு.
He was getting ready to come to Madhavan. 2 days ago he was feeling sick and then after couple of days after he fell over and hurt his arm also.
நான் இங்க வாரத்துக்கு வலிக்கிறது கடைசி நிமிஷம் பிள்ளையும் கூட ஏன் இங்க போகணும் திரும்பி போயிருவோமே என்ற ஒரு மன நினைப்பு இருந்தது.
He was having a waste thought, why should I come to Madhavan, all this happening, so should I really need to come?
இருந்தாலும் இந்திய புண்ணிய பூமியில தான் இந்த அவதாரங்கள் சீரடி பாபா இந்த மாதிரியான அவதாரங்கள் இந்தியாவில தான் உருவெடுக்க இந்த அவதரிக்குன்றது எனக்கு ஒரு முழு நம்பிக்கை. அதனுடைய நான் இந்தியாவை மிகவும் நேசித்தவன்.
So I heard all this divine incarnation taking place in India, so I respected part.
ராதாசுவாமி என்ற அந்த இதையும் முதல் இதுல தான் ஆரம்பித்தேன். அதுல ஆனாலும் எனக்கு ஒரு ஒரு புது உணர்ச்சி இது உணர்ச்சி.
You tell him about what we want to hear about this time double foreigners program
here. He says from me meant many other satsang and he never experienced what he experienced in Madhavan. That's why he coming from the story.
இங்க வந்து ஒரு கொஞ்ச நாளுக்குள்ள எனக்கு இந்த இடத்தை விட்டு போ.
After few days he doesn't want to go back.
அந்த எவ்வளவோ சம்ஸ்காரங்கள் நீங்கி போன மாதிரியும் ஒரு பெரிய ஒரு சுகம் கிடைச்ச மாதிரியும் எனக்கு பெரிய ஒரு சந்தோஷமா இருக்குது.
Yeah, I feel so relieved. I feel so clear and clean. He feels so happy.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Om Shanti.
The 14 days program we started on the beginning of this week. And so, she's also from Vietnam. She needs translation.
No, she can speak English.
She can speak English? Okay.
Om Shanti. I think that we are very very happy and very fortunate to have Bhakti to be being here in the Madhuban this year. Every year the program for Dabban Foreigner is very very nice, but this year is very special. All program is very beautiful, deep, and useful for us. Especially, I myself like the program. All program are wonderful, are very special and good. But for me, two program very, very, very useful and beautiful and inspire me. First is the In Silence with God. The second is the interview about dealing with sanskar in the self and in the other. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Nong. She's from Hanoi. Is there anyone else who would like to share something? Nobody?
I would like to share something because I have been from the beginning and I have been observing the newness. I saw this double foreigner season is, first of all, a lot of importance was given to the first timers. You know, a lot of special program for first timers so they don't feel that they are left out. And secondly, a lot of importance was given to drishti from the seniors. There were three occasions, you know, welcome program and then the bhatti, you know, the 2 hours bhatti that we had. Everybody felt like they came on the stage, took drishti from Baba, like the 5 seniors on the stage, and then special drishti program for the first timers. I think this was very interesting, something new, because Om to Om Shanti, that is how it transformed. Because in the beginning, there was only drishti. Baba never spoke a lot. And so practically, that was an experience people had, how Baba used to take souls beyond with a glance. And also, the remembrance retreat was well participated. And I think everybody felt that, you know, it's good to have this kind of 2-day silence, remembrance only, exclusively, so that we can go into the depth of what Baba called it as volcanic experience. So it was quite a variety, so people could take different benefits from the experience of the seniors.
Om Shanti, I'm Brother Ketan from Australia. I had a good experience, first experience personally on the retreat for teachers, a beautiful experience on the first day. I had a good time and Sister Vedanti gave a very powerful class on Srimad. And again, she so nicely and see the last half an hour yoga program was beautiful. And the gift ceremony, and as though I felt like Baba is garlanding us. Beautiful organization of that beautiful person, I felt. And again, this time I had a different experience in Madhavan. I was part of the planning team. I never done it before. That was a new experience for me. I felt I was a little bit able to contribute. Because of that, there are a lot of Tamil class was organized. Otherwise, we only have 1 or 2 here and there. And I heard from many, many mothers, they really enjoyed the Tamil speaking classes because they can forget about the translation, listen to, openly share, and they really appreciate the thank you for the organizing. Hopefully, we can continue that same model. And I just wanted to mention on behalf of them. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Does anyone have a while, Didi, you see, you have a question for her? Any suggestions? Yes, Sister Van, suggestion or? Yeah, fine. No question or? Anyone else who hasn't said anything who would like to?
Om Shanti. I just had few sharing very short and one suggestion. Based on the experience, my experience on this time in Madhuban. This time we had very short Madhuban for myself because we have a group of mother and I had to go around with them for every activities. But what I felt so powerful this year in Madhuban is the way we merge into the program that the Yaya has been prepare for us, especially about turn inside and really connect with Baba to the remembrance retreat. It really give us a lot of power and also give us a lot of space for clarify our aim in Madhuban.
and on the classes or the workshop or the meeting with the senior also had give us the own one and the first year one in our group, so much experience and learning. I had just one small suggestion that through the experience with the welcoming program and with the gift ceremony, we really felt the angelic atmosphere, which I felt is very much relevant for this time, and it elevate our state very much. Even in our group, we have the older one and the first timer, but all feel the atmosphere of soul consciousness, like Sister Mira just shared about the 14 years of the own Yaya with the daddies and Baba practicing. We felt that we come later, but after not finished 14 days, yes, but we really increase a lot of the awareness about the soul, and also really pay a lot of attention on our activity, not just our state, but also with our dhamma, in order to really practicing soul consciousness, and it affects also our study quality also. So we really would like to have the program since maybe later on with that kind of tendency, with a lot of yoga power. And this year we don't feel so much like bombarded by classes or activity. We have choice, and also it's very much according to the capability and the need of a different soul. So it's really wonderful. Thanks for the team of organizing. And also we really love the risky and the experience in soul consciousness that they have given to us. Thank you very much.
Om Shanti. So how many of you are running Gita Parshala? Will you stand up? Running Gita Parshala. Two. What about Sri Lanka? Anybody from Sri Lanka who is running Gita Parshala? Only one. Not from Sri Lanka. Okay, four. Five. Okay. So after 7:30, those who are running Gita Parshala and those who are in center, please come and see me in Dadi's cottage. Those who are running center and running Gita Parshala, come and see me immediately after meditation.
So thanks everyone. We're going to have a half hour meditation.